Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlogRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlogRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be a
music producer.
I want to be a model.
Moms and dads, grandmas, aunts and uncles, thank you so much for joining us today. This is going to be a special day. It's going to be a day of sports. But I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your warm home, and it might even be your classroom or just visiting. But thank you so much for allowing us to make your going to bed a better time, fun time. Thank you so much. And we've got a sports writer, Destaniel, a real-life Destaniel. You want to say hi to the boys and girls?
Hey, boys and girls, this is Destaniel, sports writer, and I certainly hope that we can talk about sports and what your interests are. I want to thank you first for inviting me here. I feel honored that you invited me, and I certainly hope I'm able to help the children understand what sports is all about and how we get into the business.
Oh, definitely. I think that is fun for them because sometimes some of the games are in the evening or at night, so they're not able to do it.
Right.
But there is baseball for young people, basketball for young people, all types of sports, and plenty of opportunities, which you're going to share with us, that they can be able to be involved with. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Like I said, I certainly hope I'm able to guide them in the proper way, give them a twofold direction towards successful, not only in sports, but more importantly in education, because they both go hand in hand.
Right, and we have a real special guest, too, a co-host, probably the age of some of you boys and girls, or maybe even your brothers or sisters. We have an opportunity to be able to have a real live baseball player that plays in the youth baseball player, and his name is Aaron. Aaron, say hi to the boys and girls.
Hi, boys and girls. How are you?
Hey, Aaron, okay. Real life baseball player, Aaron. What team did you play for? Do you play for, and what is your best position?
I play for Instant Replay in North Stamford, and my best position is center.
Center field. So that means you have any center field that you idolize that you like to be like?
No.
No, not yet.
And he did something really special today. Tell the boys and girls what it was and what does that mean for the team.
I hit inside the park home run.
Are you kidding? Inside the park? You know how fast you have to run to do it inside the park? That's great. That's great.
Yeah, and it drove in 2 runs.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It drove in 2 runs.
Uh-huh. And that helped your team win?
Yeah, we won 14 to 10.
14 to 10? That's a lot of runs. Oh, my Lord. That's great. Aaron, Darren, when did you start getting an interest in baseball? I wanted to play baseball.
Two
years of age, you already interested. Jewel, did you hear that? At 2 years of age, you already wanted to be a baseball player. That's amazing. That's amazing because at 2 years still walking, but that's great. That's great. So have you played? How long have you been playing Little League?
9 years.
9 years.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. You're a veteran of Little League. that is great. You know,
it seems like he was probably walking. He came from out of the hospital walking, playing baseball.
He 9 years. And as soon as he walked out of the hospital, he took up a bat and he took center field. He got a glove and got center field. That's great. That's great. It's a very proud situation. You know, when you see a young man who can run that fast, hit the ball that hard, and has been playing for so long in a sport. But do you want to one day become a major leaguer?
Yeah.
You want to play baseball, but do you know what it takes to become a major leaguer?
Sort of.
What is your idea of becoming? How is your idea? Or what is your idea of becoming a major leaguer?
Like how? Like how would I do it?
Mm-hmm. What do you have to do to become? Besides playing Little Leagues, how do you feel that you can become a major leaguer like the A-Rods or the Derek Jeters and all those guys?
Practice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, just almost like you have to do when you have schoolwork, homework.
Exactly.
All of those
exactly.
things make you better.
Thank you, Aunt Jewel. That's exactly what the direction I was taking.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the fact that you would not believe it until I tell you, I guess maybe somebody may have told you, but I'm going to reinforce it, that to become a major leaguer is just like going to school. In school, you are now, what is it, in the sixth grade, fifth grade? I mean, sixth grade. You do your homework, right?
Yeah.
You study. You have to get quizzes and tests and all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in baseball, it's the same thing, really. It's athletics. You practice. You do your exercise. You eat the right foods. You get your rest. And as you go along, you learn about the game, and this is where the addition comes. Not only just practice and what the coach tells you, what your manager tells you, but do you know, Aaron, that you have to read books and study books on baseball? Do you know that Borders or Barnes & Nobles or the library has a bunch of books on how to play baseball? So that means that it's just like going to school.
Yeah.
See? So that means that just like going to school, so you have to read. For example, you play center field.
Mm-hmm.
There are books that will show you and instruct you and show you what it is or how do you play center field, the distance from home plate, the whole nine yards. That's how you begin to get to perhaps realizing that you can make it to the major leagues by studying and learning in conjunction with your schooling, because you cannot leave school behind for the simple reason that school is your way to success. Be realistically, if you don't become a ball player, you could always be associated with the sport as a coach, as a trainer, as a sports writer. You know, there are times I've gone to Citi Field and I've gone to Yankee Stadium, of course, to interview the ball players. You see?
Yeah.
So you're still connected with the sport even though you are not the ball player.
Yeah.
And so this is why you have to study. You have to stay in school. You're in the sixth grade now, you're playing and at the same time you go up in grades. You graduate, I believe now you go into junior high school, and you continue playing. Sometimes you, the schools have a baseball program, so you have to play in that program as well as the little leagues in your community. And then,
that sounds like a lot of stuff to do for just
I'm telling you, it is a lot to do, but I believe Aaron is so dedicated that he will understand what I'm telling him. He will understand that this is the road to success. It's not easy. A youngster like yourself or older cannot walk into Yankee Stadium and say, look, I played Little League for 5 years. Now I want to play with you guys. It doesn't happen that way. You have to go and pick up more experience as you go along, playing in your leagues, playing in your high schools, playing in college, because I expect you to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you pick up experience. And you've seen guys win the College World Series, and
yeah.
they are drafted by the major leagues. And this is how you go through the process. You see? So, and this is why it's so important for you to understand. You and I never met, but I'm proud of you already. From the way you talk to me, from what you want to do for your vision. But if I can be of any help by telling you all of this, I'm very happy that I'm able to do so. But it's not easy. Sports is a dedication. But at the same time, education is also a dedication because they go hand in hand.
Guess what? We have another person that's on that's been a favorite of our show, Destinio, and also Aaron.
Yes.
It's Starfish. Starfish joined us.
Hey, Starfish.
Hey, everyone. I apologize. I'm glad everyone can join us this great day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Starfish does tennis.
Oh, how about that tennis? Okay. Yes. So how did you start playing tennis, Starfish?
Well, interesting story. I just heard the last part of it when you said the most important part is dedication, but also having the education.
Absolutely.
I started tennis because Arthur Ashe gave me my first tennis racket.
Wow.
That
is really something. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Words that he said to me to not only work hard in tennis, or not to me, but to my parents, not only work hard in tennis, but also make sure that you keep your education and you continue through college and don't just
go professional
right after high school. So, very great words.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is what Arthur Ashe. He's a god to all of us. He was a world favorite. I was honored to have met him in the U.S. Open. And let me tell you, he's a great man, and he gave you the right direction. In fact, you're luckier than I am because he gave you a tennis racket. He didn't give me none.
And you know what?
I'm written contract.
And you know what we want to do? We want to play a little song so that the boys and girls can, you know, it's not quite time for some of them because they have so much energy, they're not quite ready to go to bed. So we play some little songs just to get ready before they get ready to brush their teeth. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Here we go.
Just begun. Strike two and we're feeling blue.
opportunity to know that, and I know that Aaron knows because he hit a home run, that you have three strikes. So that's
exactly
something that as a sports writer, when you're up there announcing the game, you have to tell what's going on.
Exactly. We have to be knowledgeable about everything that's happening on the ball field, the average of the pitcher, which is ERA, earned run average, and what he's doing, and the ball that he pitches. This is an outside curveball. This is a slider. This is a palm ball. Every one of these things, we have to be able to tell the audience exactly, not only are they seeing the game, but to, I guess maybe the word is educate the audience as to what is going on in the ball field. This is why it's important for you to know also averages and the batting averages or if a batter like Derek Jeter's bat is batting against a guy named Cliff Lee from the Philadelphia Phillies, and they look at the record and say, well, Derek Jeter's record with against Cliff Lee is 5-for-25. So he's been successful 5 times at 25 at bats. You see.
But I think that Destinio, I think that what happens too is that Aaron, who also plays the game, as well
right.
as Star, who plays tennis, they know they do the score. So they learn it helps them because that's the same thing they do with when they're going to school. You've got to be able to add
Absolutely.
Up the points. And
Absolutely.
When you're going to the grocery store, you got to know how much money to have. All of those things are so important. And you tie them in together, and someone lets you know what's happening, whether it's the cashier
exactly.
or whether it's the sports announcer or the teacher.
Absolutely. And that is exactly the basis. Listen to our Aunt Ju because she is absolutely correct. You have to know the game in order to play it better and to be more involved. Now, if you do not wind up or become a baseball player or a tennis player, you know the sport, and you can become part of the sport even though you're not an active player. You'll
and that's what makes it fun. Right.
And
that's what
makes
it fun.
Because in colleges, now I'm jumping ahead, I know you're youngsters, but in colleges, there are courses in college which is sports medicine and sports announcing and training. Two of my older sons, and I have old sons, were baseball players, athletically. In fact, three of them, one play basketball, two play baseball for college. One of them, the oldest one, won the College World Series. And you know where they played for the championship game? In Shea Stadium, now City Field. And they won the College World Series. But they did not become major league ball players. They are, my oldest one is a physical education teacher, teaching sports in school. My third son, who ran track and played football, now is also a physical education teacher teaching football and track. You see how you may not get to the major leagues, but you're still involved with the sport of your choice. And this is basically what it is. My second son played basketball for Fordham, but he wanted to go into the finance field. He got his degree in the finance field, but he played basketball for Fordham University, and that helped him. If you get an athletic scholarship, and listen to me, this is key, you earn an athletic scholarship, the expenses are paid for you in college while you are playing the sport. That doesn't mean that you will become that athlete in that particular sport, but the money is paid for by that athletic scholarship. Again,
now, Destinio,
yes.
You know, when you had your three sons, what did you do to get them ready for bedtime?
I set up curfews.
And
it's
what
time.
Is curfews? If
curfew.
You're 5 years old, what is a curfew?
What is it? Time to do, like you finish playing ball, you finish your homework, and now it's time to brush your teeth and go to bed.
Oh,
okay?
You're right. You're
and,
right. And guess
and
what? We have a song for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
yeah,
have a song
exactly.
for that to get your kids to do?
There's a song for curfews?
No, we don't have a song for curfews, but we have a song that all the boys and girls know. And I know that Starfish knows this song with brushing your teeth. And I know, Aaron, oh, you do. Yes, you do. And I know, Aaron, you brush your teeth, too.
Yes.
Exactly, exactly. And that's...
Here it goes.
Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth. Brush them and get them all clean. It's the first thing in the morning after you wake up. Stand up, sun's coming up, and the rooster crows. And you get out of bed, your hair's all messy on top of your head. You look in the mirror and you say hello. Grab your brush and you're ready to go. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Clean the toothpaste on the brush, dip it in the water, stick it in your mouth, move it round, left and right, side to side,
woo!
Front and back, in and out, underneath your tongue and down around your gum, and you swish it all around and you have a lot of fun.
Make sure you
time
get those back
teeth. Brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. Time to brush our teeth. Brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. It's the last thing in the day after you had your dinner, after your bath and your PJs are on. The moon's
woo-hoo!
Up high, you read a couple books and the Sandman's come and you're scratching at your eyes. Your bed is looking so
that's
good
what we
to
are.
You.
Damn
but
man.
There's one more thing you gotta do. It's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth, brush them and get them all clean. And it's time to brush our teeth, brush our teeth.
Curly white teeth, they're all
curly
glistering.
Curly white teeth.
Yeah.
And I need to cuddle up and go to sleep.
And Aaron, when you get that contract, you'll be able to have that special toothpaste.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What, which
so
is
Aaron,
another thing.
Right.
Yeah.
What I would like to know, when Aaron hit that home run,
yeah.
How did that make him feel? Inside the park home run.
Exactly.
How was that? And not only did he do it this week, but I think it was last week, he hit a game-winning home run. So what kind of feeling is that?
Wow, you're a home run hit, Aaron.
It feels really good because hitting a home run is not really easy compared to, like, hitting a single.
Right.
So you feel really good about it after you do it.
That's great because that means you have a pretty good power as a batter. You know, you look, you see, because there's a little science. It's called science of watching the ball leave the pitcher's hand and in the direction that is coming towards you, that you're able to detect when you're able to swing that bat and hit it at the proper length, which is, I believe, it's almost the top of, just a little inches below the top of the bat, and that's home run. It's called home run city when you hit it that way. And evidently, you have good power and good speed because it was inside the park home run. That's great. You
know, I
know,
isn't that? That is that really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, can you imagine how his parents must have felt?
Oh, yeah, the parents must have been, oh, my God, my home run king. But you know, the thing is that what is so amazing about Inside the Park is that when the ball goes over the fence and a fan catches it, okay, it's gone. But this ball is still inside the park. And any fielder could have picked it up, thrown it back home or thrown it to second and tagged him out. But he's so fast, he got home. He got a souvenir.
Because it was inside the park.
Wow. That's great, you know.
Right.
Yeah. There are a lot of ways. Sports, like I said, it's educational, you know. You wonder why I talk so much about sports. Well, I was always involved in sports. I played every
sport.
And
you know what,
Destino?
We have time for a book because we've got to get those kids ready for bed.
Absolutely.
This is what's supposed to happen. We've got two great books that we would like to share with them.
Okay, very good.
And guess what the book is? It's called What Kind of Babysitter Is This? And Starfish, I think that she's going to share it with everyone.
Okay, Starfish, let's go.
Yes, the book is called What Kind of Babysitter Is This? Written and illustrated by Dolores Johnson. All right, boys. What kind of babysitter is this? I know you guys have all had babysitters. In fact, I just was babysitting yesterday, so we'll see what the story entails. Kevin's mother was getting all dressed up to go out, and then the doorbell rang. Not another babysitter, cried Kevin. You said you'd take me out next time. If you leave me tonight, I'm not to be your friend. Kevin, said his mother, this is Lovely Pritchard. She'll take care of you while I'm at school. Take a look at her face, that sweet little face, said the babysitter. Mom, take me with you, yelled Kevin. So, you're the little boy who doesn't like babysitters, said Aunt Lovely. Well, we're going to have such a fun time together. Mom, don't leave me with her, please, said Kevin. Don't worry about us, little mother, said the babysitter. Kevin and I will be just fine. Well, I'm leaving too, said Kevin as he stormed through the kitchen out of the back porch. That old lady will never miss me. She'll be busy doing what babysitters do, painting their toenails, talking on the telephone, eating the good stuff in the refrigerator. Hey, she'd better not eat the last piece of cake. Kevin sneaked back into the kitchen. Isn't she even going to come after me? Is that lady so dumb she doesn't even know I'm gone? From his hiding place, Kevin heard the click of a switch and the roar of the television. So that's what she's doing. She's watching soap operas. And my mom is paying her $1 zillion to watch me. I cannot believe this. Aunt Lily started yelling, jumping up and down and clapping. She's watching my baseball game. My mom wouldn't even watch it. What kind of babysitter is this? She's supposed to be yelling at me. The babysitter started pulling things from her handbag. She put a baseball cap on her head. She laid some baseball cards on the couch, and she waved the pennant in the air. I wish she would put the pennant down, said Kevin. I can hardly see. And it's a Badger pennant, continued Kevin. That proves it. She doesn't know anything about baseball. Everyone knows that the Badgers can't win. When the baseball game ended and the Badgers have won, Aunt Lovely turned off the television set. She was so busy pulling things out of her purse, it seemed she never even noticed Kevin. Oh, no, said Kevin. Here it comes now. Her telephone number, her nail polish, those kissy, kissy books that babysitters read. But Aunt Lovely pulled out a book of baseball, opened it, and began to read softly. I wish she would speak up, said Kevin. I can hardly hear. So Kevin called closer, and Aunt Rosie read louder. And they read and played games and told jokes and laughed so much they didn't even notice when Kevin's mother came home. Are you still angry with me, sweetheart? Kevin's mother asked when she came in. I really hated to leave you. But, of course, there'll be other times when I'll have to go out. Well, that's all right, Mom, because I've got a great idea, said Kevin. Aunt Lovely can move in with us. We can make her a bed on the couch, or she can share your bedroom with you. This can be her home, too. But Kevin, said his mother, Aunt Lovely has her own home. Babysitters don't stay over. Mom, you don't understand. Aunt Lovely is no babysitter. She's my friend. The end.
Very great story. Very good.
That was really good. And to be able to have a babysitter that knew the game of baseball.
Exactly.
And then even brought you in.
But the advantage of having a babysitter that knows the game and the sport of your choice is that you can relate to the babysitter and they talk about the game of statistics, and that's important. And that's part of the learning process.
We've got another baseball song.
Oh, great.
Let's see if it gets your toe tapping. Are you ready for this? I think Aaron's ready.
Aaron, are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
This is for the West Coast people because the East Coast are getting ready to go to bed.
Song.
And what about Starfish? I know the Stenio did.
Oh man, I was tapping my toes here dancing. Think of curling up with my baseball glove here a bit. This is great. It was great. Did you enjoy that? That was a nice song there.
It was. It's a song to get you ready for bedtime, because bedtime sometimes is not the most enjoyable, but we know, boys and girls, as well as mommies and daddies, that you have to get your rest, and certainly
exactly.
As an athlete.
Ooh, as an athlete, you have to rest. You find yourself more in bed, so to speak. A great part of the 24, you know, day is 24 hours. A great part of the 24 hours resting, because you have to do so much. Remember, you have to do twice as much as a person who is not involved in athletics. One person who does not play sports, well, then he or she concentrates on school. And, of course, they still have to get their rest to be able to be fresh and take those exams and study. But you have to do double, because you're an athlete. It's called a student athlete. That means you're focusing on two directions, which is your education, which is primary.
Hey,
and
mate,
your
you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, we'll sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
Oh, boy.
Right, we have to get it to go down. That is. Are you getting sleepy, Starfish?
Yes, definitely.
You starting to yawn? Justinio, I know that you are getting it.
I'm getting sleepy here, and I'm enjoying the songs, and my eyes are going down and down and down.
I know, and your voice starts to get lower and lower and lower.
Exactly. It's going low and low.
How low can you go?
Oh, boy.
And
very
because
low.
Of... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it was very low as you go to sleep.
Right. And because of that, I've got a song that's... I've got a book called Grandfather Twilight. And Twilight, you know what time that is. Aaron, what time is Twilight? Do you play any games at Twilight?
Sometimes.
sometimes.
Twilight game?
Yeah.
You have lights actually in your stadium?
Sometimes we have to go to another stadium, but yeah.
For the lights, yeah. So you start during the day, and then it gets darker, and then you have to go to the other stadium with the lights, right? Those are Twilight games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Twilight is one of the favorite times for parents because Twilight means you get a chance to go to bed.
Exactly. It starts getting dark. It's like, uh-oh, sleep time.
Yes, it is. And, of course, you know that we've got a song to play while we read the song called Grandfather's Twilight. Now, we know that grandfathers sometimes put you to bed, and some people call their grandfather Poppy. And you know what happens a lot of times? Poppy goes to sleep before the kids go to sleep.
That's right. Grandparents fall asleep on the couch sometimes.
Right.
And as they're watching TV. So, and then Grandpa fell asleep before us, Mom. I said, okay, that's Grandpa for you. He or Grandma, they're getting sleepy. They get sleepier more than we do because they're older than us, and so they need their rest.
And they probably even volunteer to put you to bed.
Exactly. That's what is so funny. They volunteer to put you to bed, and they're already sleepy.
Right.
So, what you have to do is wake up Grandma, wake up Grandpa. You're supposed to put me to sleep. And then you can go to sleep.
Right, exactly. Well, that's one of their favorite things they like to do. Now, this book is called Grandfather's Twilight, and it was written by Barbara Berger. Now, we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
I noticed you got those favorite
PJs on, and I see Duncan. He's ready to go to bed already. Now, Grandfather Twilight lives among the trees. When day is done, he closes his book, combs his beard, and puts on his jacket. Now, next he opens a wooden chest that is filled with an endless string of pearls. He lifts the strings to take one pearl from it, and he closes it again. The pearl in his hand, Grandfather Twilight goes for a walk. That pearl is so precious. Grandfather Twilight is almost as important as the Tooth Fairy. Now the pearl grows larger with every step. Leaves begin to whisper, little birds, hush. That's really something that the birds are so quiet.
He walks silently through the forest. And he has his wolf that guides him.
The pearl gets almost as large as the moon. Gently, he gives the pearl to the silence above the sea. Then Grandfather Twilight goes home again. He gets ready for bed, just like you boys and girls. And Crystal, I know that you're ready for bed too, because you've already had your bubble bath.
Into my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Wanted to love you, but I wonder why it is I don't argue. Do it all the time, blowing out.
Destinios, are you sleepy yet?
Oh, my lids are falling down. They're going closing, darling. I'm rocking, trying to keep awake, but the song is telling me, no, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. No snoring, but go to sleep.
And that's why we're with Blake Radio Network, because Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories will get you to sleep.
Oh, that's why you invited me to Aunt Jewel so I can fall asleep. Oh, okay. No, it's a great, great, great show, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate being here and talking to the kids and sharing with them, you know, their thoughts, and hoping for that they can be role models for other kids. I mean, what they're doing is great, and they follow their options and follow their desires, their dreams. Well, and somewhere in the future, and it's not too distant, the future, we'll be able to see them and playing their sports and enjoying a great life. You know, and that's basically what we're all about. This, we adults have to set that pace and encourage our youngsters. You know, something that philosophically
You say that, we need to see if Aaron is Aaron sleepy yet. We haven't heard from Aaron. Did he fall off to sleep?
I'm getting sleepy.
You're getting sleepy, Aaron? Okay. Starfish, you're good. You sleepy also?
But I bet you, even though he might, he's probably going to take a nap, so you've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Oh, yes, we have.
Yes.
You got a friend in me.
It's great to have friends.
Oh, it is good to have friends.
I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too,
but it doesn't matter.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by,
and it does,
a friendship will never die.
Friendship will never die. That's true. Never
you
die.
Friendship never die.
You got a friend in me.
Oh yes, we do, don't we, Starfish?
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Very good. We got a friend in me. Very
right,
good.
And I know that with Aaron, when you play ball, it's not just you with the home run. It's teamwork. So it's like you have to have friends, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
And you have to get along in order to play. How is it when you go out there?
We always want to win as a team. And, like, our coach doesn't want us to fool around the dugout, and he wants us to pay attention to the game because it could help with our hitting, and we could also find out where their weak spots are.
Uh-huh. Right. And as a friend, you also help your teammate that's not doing that well. Give him more confidence, and you help him, and you teach him, don't you? Isn't that part of being a friend and a close team? Right. You help him. He doesn't get discouraged, and because you guys will pick him up and say, hey, don't worry, that's only a game. We'll help you. And that's being a friend.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's basically what it is. You learn teamwork and you learn support of one another, and that's it's a great life. Like I say, it's a great life. Be having friends and friends help you. You know, and you help your friends and your team. How many guys on your team? 15 guys? 16 guys?
14.
Right. Okay. 14 members. Yeah. And these guys are all pals. You sort of help each other. And after the ball game, you probably go to fast food, have a couple of cheeseburgers, and enjoy the game and discuss the game. And that's part of being friends.
Yeah.
And that's what makes
the sports so much fun, because you're able to have long friendships. You pull together, you encourage everyone, and you watch them, you're giving them moral support, and you're also having fun, off, on, and off the field. And that's what makes sports really good, because it doesn't matter where you live, what country, because we have sports internationally, as well as sports nationally, as well as sports for high school, as well as sports for...
worldwide.
Even under that, and even I think there's even peewee leagues too.
Exactly. Right. Ari, you played, ever get to play T-ball? It's called T-ball?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the beginning. T-ball is the beginning where you hit the ball off a pole, and then you graduate into Little League where now you're hitting the ball off a pitcher. So this is, you know, so all that experience and all your friends that have gone through that, you know, have you thought about maybe you would like to play in the Little League World Series in Pennsylvania? Wow, that's in the world stage of Little League. Imagine, and a lot of youngsters from the Little League in Pennsylvania have gone into the major leagues. So that's another step.
Right. Starfish, what are some of the things that you take from friendships and teamwork?
Well, those are all key things. I mean, I teach tennis every day of the week on all different levels. My youngest is 6, my oldest was 22, so it's a wide range. Still a common goal, positive attitude, having fun, and not giving up. Those are the three basic things that I always let them know to understand and remember.
And I want to thank everyone for listening to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories on Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, with Starfish, and our special guest is Daniel, who does sports writing and anything else you want to know about it. Oh, well, thank you. And I also want to thank our youth co-host, Aaron, for sharing his sports history with us. However, it seems like it's almost his life.
Yeah.
9 years old.
Thank you for having me on, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, well, thank you. And next time you're going to tell us about what's going on with the Bulls when they play Miami Heat today.
Right. Aaron, you're a Bull fan, right? You're not a Miami Heat fan. You're a Bull fan.
No, I'm a Heat fan.
Oh, you're a Heat. I'm sorry. You're a Heat fan. Okay, so you like Wade and you like LeBron James. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Bull fan.
We got a Bulls fan and we got a Heat. So somebody's going to be happy next week and somebody's not.
Somebody's going to be disappointed.
Do we know what the tennis connection is for the Bulls, one of the players?
Say that again?
Do we know what the tennis connection is to one of the players on the Chicago Bulls?
Oh, no.
Aaron?
Wow, no. Oh. That's interesting.
Yannick Noah?
Oh, his father. Noah.
Yannick Noah.
Right, his father. The youngster played for the Bulls. That's right, that's right. Right. Isn't that something? Yeah. How did I forget that? That's right. His father was in the U.S. Open. Yes, Yannick Noah. Wow, isn't that something?
I know.
And, Yeah.
I want to thank you because it's now we're winding down and a lot of the boys and girls are already asleep. I know that Fallon has already gone to sleep and so has Blakey. And James, as much as he wanted to stay up, he finally dozed off. And then, of course, there was little Curtis. Curtis was like going, no, can I have just one more glass of milk? Can I get, you know, continuously asking his mom all kinds of questions. And, did you know what the teacher said to me? All kinds of questions to delay that bedtime hour, but finally went to sleep. And we just want to thank everyone.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, an honor, and anytime, you know, it's great. So thank you, Aunt Jewel, and everybody. God bless, and it's been enjoyable, and I certainly hope I've been able to open a few doors of understanding what it comes to education and sports. They go hand in hand.
Oh, you are so right. And that's what we do when we read to the kids. We have this saying that's read to me. And in order to read to me, and in order for the kids to be able to read, they have to also see that books are important. If they know that books are important to the mommy and daddy, of course books are important to them. And even though there's other things, you could be able to read even on the computer. You could be able to start to write some of the stories.
Absolutely.
We had even one child tell us about the story that she had when she went and walked her dog and how when it rained, he didn't want to go out there in the rain. That was a little doggy.
Well, it must be every dog because my dog, he's a poodle. And when it rains, he looks
poodle.
At me. Oh, and then, oh, my God, he doesn't want to go out. He looks at me like I'm saying, no, not me.
Not today. Well, I also want to say, just let everyone know that the Aunt Jewel's bedtime story that we've utilized was an educational literacy tool and designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is offered with the understanding that the employees and the entertainers and guests are not engaged in rendering any professional services. And these are not the exclusive words from Blake Radio, but we are here to be able to encourage the families to be able to read to their kids. So thank you so much for joining us. And if any names or references to the authors or firms or commercial products were possessed, they were not, and possesses does not imply their endorsement. Thank you, boys and girls, for coming again to Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we hope to see you again next week. Next week at the 7:30 hour on Mondays. Because that's when Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories come to you and to your home. And also, it's brought to you by Blake Radio Broadcasting. And you'll be hearing soon from Destinio on his station.
Yes.
Anything you
want
to talk about?
Anything
that you have to say? Briefly?
Briefly? Well, it's just that keep on doing the things that you want to do, that you want to do, and the youngsters, you are our future. So, just do the things that you're supposed to be doing, and no matter how difficult it is, in the end, it becomes easier, and you will be happily rewarded for doing the things that you're supposed to do.
And we have an actor that is soon going to be starring in a play at school. And who is that?
Who's
the singer?
Singer?
Our avid baseball player. Also, we'll be in Willy Wonka.
Wow. And when can we look forward to that?
Wow. That's great.
It's next week.
So we have to tune in next week.
Tune in next week. And maybe he'll sing the song that he's going to be singing.
After. That's wonderful.
I know. And Starfish, what are you going to be doing out there on the beach?
On the beach, I'll try to hit as many tennis balls as I can every day.
So watch out. But good night. And
good night.
Sleep tight.
Okay, sleep tight. Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.